This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Former President Trump is reacting angrily to a reported FBI search of his Mar-a-Lago estate in Florida, calling it a weaponization of the justice system. The AP's Sagar Magani.
People familiar with the incident say it was part of an investigation into whether Trump took classified records from the White House to Mar-a-Lago. The Justice Department's been investigating potential mishandling of classified information since the National Archives and Records Administration said it took 15 boxes of classified records from Mar-a-Lago earlier this year. The search is a dramatic escalation of the law enforcement scrutiny of Trump, who said his home was raided and under siege. He's casting it as part of a Democrat-led effort to stop him from winning back the White House in 2024.
Taiwan says China intends to invade Taiwan, and it's using those military drills as a rehearsal. The AP's Donna Warder.
Taiwan's Foreign Minister Joseph Wu says the drills are a rehearsal for an invasion of the island. China has been conducting military exercises that have included launching missiles into waters near Taiwan's coast, and it said those drills were prompted by last week's visit to Taiwan by U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. But Taiwan's foreign minister says China is just using Pelosi's visit as a pretext. I'm Donna Warder.
The heat is shattering records in Europe, and here in the U.S. it'll be another sweltering day in parts of the nation, from the northwest to the northeast, says the Weather Service. The U.S. dropped an atomic bomb on Nagasaki, Japan, 77 years ago today, August 9th. Today, the mayor of that city says Russia's war on Ukraine shows that another nuclear attack is not just a worry, but a tangible and present crisis. This is AP News. The latest now on the war in Ukraine, the AP's Charles de Ledesma. Has this.
In a growing challenge to Russia's grip on occupied areas of southeastern Ukraine, guerrilla forces loyal to Kiev have launched a campaign of resistance. As military forces have reclaimed some occupied areas west of the Dnieper River, the guerrilla activity has increased. The campaign includes killing pro-Moscow officials, blowing up bridges and trains, and helping the Ukrainian military identify key targets. This spreading resistance has eroded Kremlin control of those areas and threatens its plan to hold a spate of referendums as a move towards annexation by Russia. Andrei, a guerrilla coordinator in the southern Kherson region, tells the AP, our goal is to make life unbearable for the occupiers and use any means possible to derail their plans. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.